Hello, beautiful one. Welcome to the June new moon, this new month, this first Monday with new beginnings here in June. You can begin your June with the spiritual practice of the manifesting new moon ritual, where you can uplift your intentions to come alive and thrive. It's important. There's a lot of power in taking and getting synchronized with the time that this amplifying alignment offers. The energy intensity is calling forth new systems. We can see it everywhere. These are systems of how we care for each other on every level. What is the new system you are listening to about how you're going to care for yourself in your life? What is the whispering weight of what is next? And it is a weight. If we have silenced or suppressed something that is significant and important, and it needs to come out to the light, this is what comes up for us during the time of the new moon. It's about what's inside of us that's ready to be brought out to the light, that's ready to be ignited. The new moon is about taking the light that's shining in you right now, filled with the seeds of dreams and something significant that has been whispering over and over and over again. The whisper has weight because you've been carrying it inside, and it can become heavy and a burden if it's never given the chance to come to life. The chance to be seen and heard, the chance to shine as something in the world, and the chance to become something known. Right now, as we enter into the dismantling on many levels, in whatever way that you've been feeling it in your life, a dismantling is because it's time for something new to emerge and a new system to be born. We're all being asked in our individual ways as that integrates and is interconnected with the collective, because we can even see in the collective the dismantling on so many levels. This disruption is real, and real is a word that is derived in reality. Our reality is reshifting. So what is showing up right now that's real, that's in reality? This is the dismantling that's asking for the birth of new systems, the new interconnectedness. And how this relates back to the seeds and the dreams that are inside of you is they have weight and they become a burden if they are not lifted to life, to the light, ignited. Bronnie Ware wrote the book, The Top 10 Regrets in Life by Those About to Die, of the Dying. And the number one, I want you to hear this, the number one regret that she would hear over and over again as she was taking care of people in hospice at the end of their lives, is I never pursued my dreams and aspirations. That was number one. That was the number one regret, because it's a weight. It's a weight, it's a burden, and it's a denying and it's a suppression of the light, of the gifts, and the treasure that your soul is here to shine. Then it went on. I worked too much. I never made time for my family. I should have made more time for my friends. Those are just the top three. But the number one, I want you to think about that as we enter into this new month, this new beginning, and how important it is to take and give this sacred time, which is a potent amplifying time of when we are naturally already feeling the magnetic pull to what we want to create, what we want to create next for ourselves. The focus for June, this new month, this new moon, is about the forgotten being found. So I want you to ask that. What has been long forgotten, lost, frozen, hidden inside of you that is coming to life? Trust the unthawing taking place. So trust the unthawing. What does that mean? That means whatever is uncomfortable, whatever is coming undone and no longer being numbed and no longer being hidden, all those new sensations around your well-being are guiding you to come more alive and thrive. Think of it like this. If your leg was asleep because your nerves got pinched and you took the unpinching off of your leg, you know that sensation of the pins and needles as your leg comes back to life? This is what we're experiencing right now in lots of different ways of these sensations that are guiding us towards coming more alive to thrive. We have to trust the unthawing taking place, because when you shine the light inside and see what is ready to come next, you get to the second point, which is turning to the truth. And when you can turn to the truth with trust, because you're being honest, you're remembering what's already inside that's connected to your divine blueprint of treasures for you. This is a time of big change, because we're all being called to put our trust in our own capacities to show up. What is the truth being revealed right now in your life that's causing the toxic takedown? And what I mean by the toxic takedown, the damage and the cost of toxicity is becoming more clear. And it's naturally coming to the surface for a whole new healthy way. We are taking down the toxicity personally and collectively through every step we take towards truth and trust by showing up to ourselves and each other. Think about all the now mainstream awareness just about what it means to detox our body. This is a metaphor of how we're understanding that the toxicity cannot continue to build, and the damage and the cost is becoming clear. Now think about something. I just went through this. I'm going to talk a lot more about it because I'm still unpacking the weight of it. But water, such an essential element that we need to survive when it's left to be stagnant and stacking in its stagnation, it turns toxic. So I was just exposed for the last year and a half to an environmental toxin that was a result of stagnation of water in a hidden place within our home. So walking towards your truth and trust is about showing up and being willing to allow the toxic takedown to be dismantled, so that health, renewal, new chapters, new beginnings, new systems that have sustainability and are powerfully designed to thrive can be built. Now, your treasures, capacities, truth that's inside of you that needs to come to the light, whatever it is right now that's important to you, that needs to show up, your future visioning forward is calling you. That's the third step. Begin this month by checking in with what the future is calling forward for you. Listen to the whisper. Write it right. There is power in the writing of your visions and setting it free. Pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universe, to the loving presence, to the source, let it forth. The whispers of intentions will transform the heaviness of weight into the wings of flight and light. And we need your light, and we need your wings to soar like never before. Create your energizing power word for this month that begins with a new moon and new beginnings. What's your energizing word that solidifies and amplifies the manifesting intentions that you desire to bring forth right now that are calling to you? And they don't have to be massively huge. They can be just the next right steps of your own becoming. And when you write those intentions and you light your candle and you declare become, you're getting into sync and into alignment, into your own natural miracles of creating the new systems. This has powerful compounding momentum. Momentum is moments by moments strung together that begin to accelerate and compound the power of them. I love this story that Tony Robbins tells about how he was hired in by the military, the United States government, to help sharp shooters increase their accuracy and performance level. He had never done anything like this. I mean, he's like a masterful goal setting, motivating, life actualizing leader in the transformational self-improvement space. And only thing that he knew what to do in order to improve it was to move the targets closer and have people succeed with them being close again and again, and then gradually move them back to the desired destination further out. And everybody's aim became much more accurate. So I like to call this aim, these are my words now, towards your dreams, towards what wants to come out, is just going into the awareness of what are my intentions right now? What are my inspiring intentions that I can now begin to give them momentum? Aim, awareness, intention, momentum. Those three words. This is the power that we have during the new moon, is we can sharpen the aim towards our dreams, our aspirations, and what's next. So this is how we build the powerful synchronistic momentum, is if we just show up every new moon, once a month, 12 times a year, and we did our check-in and we wrote it down, pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universe, and synchronized and aligned when nature's doing this naturally at an amplified time, we begin to move the momentum exponentially. This is where we begin to be able to take quantum leaps in our life because they compound. So if every new moon and full moon, you were checking in with that natural aligning time that nature is doing, and you got yourself in sync, you're actually tapping into the wisdom and intelligence that runs and animates the universe, life, your heartbeat, each other, and all the magnificence and magnanimous. You're connecting into that. And if at every full moon and new moon, you just got in sync, we need this. We are living more in a time ever before that we are out of sync with nature. And by tuning in just to the natural energy flow that nature's doing, our lives could get 10% better, 120% better in a year. I know I say this often, but that's the power of showing up to yourself, because we need you. Because if you don't show up to you and what's held true to your treasures and dreams and truth whispers in your heart, the world can be a noisy place and you can get swallowed up, you can get stuck, you can get suppressed, all of those things. So these check-in right now, you are worth it and you're deserving of your dreams, of your desires, of your aspirations. You wouldn't be feeling them. They wouldn't have been implanted inside of you without the possibility of helping them come true. Life is waiting for you to continue to become more alive and thrive. I've been working on my newest inspiration collection, Courageous Confidence. And what's so important about what it means to truly have courageous confidence, it's not about force or pushing through and hyper-motivating ourselves. It's about tapping into truly the courage to be vulnerable, to listen to the call, to show up and to be seen, even when we don't know the outcome, but we know that we're being true to ourselves. We know that we're turning to truth, the truth that's within us, and we're going to lean into it and trust on it, knowing it wouldn't have been implanted in our hearts unless there was a plan, that a blueprint, a divine blueprint, that was destined to unfold with it. You, my beautiful one, matter. And those dreams in your heart, those treasures, those talents, those capacities, they matter. And we need you now more than ever to show up and shine with the truth that's here for you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.